Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And the title of our show this week is Bullying, the Story Every Young Person Needs to Hear. But before we get into it, I will give you our contact information as usual. Our email address is letterstoethan@aol.com, and our local telephone number here in the Tampa Bay area is 727-688-5121. You know, we're carried on 9 networks, as I mentioned to you last week, and 2 of them, Apple and Spotify, the 2 largest ones, asked to have this show released early. Typically, we were published on Saturday. We're going to release it early this week because of the seriousness of the subject. And we're not talking today about bullying at work. Of course, we know that happens with adults. But today we're talking about bullying, particularly in school, and cyberbullying as well. And the statistics for that are just shocking to me. I'm going to share some of them with you now. One, and these came from the National Center for Educational Statistics. And these aren't the most recent either. So I'm sure that the problem has gotten worse. But 1 out of every 5 students has reported being bullied. 1 out of every 5. And 41% of students who reported being bullied at school indicated that they think the bullying would happen again. And the reasons for being bullied reported most often by students include physical appearance, race, ethnicity, gender, disability, religion, and sexual orientation. Now, get this, between 9 to 12-year-olds, 49.8% said they experienced bullying at school, and 14.5% of them shared that they experienced bullying online. That is outrageous in the society in which we live. And the effects of bullying are all too obvious. Students who experience bullying are at increased risk. And this came from the Center for Disease Control. Students who experience bullying are at increased risk for depression, anxiety, sleep difficulties, lower academic achievement, and dropping out of school. I mean, could it get any worse? Depression, anxiety, sleep difficulties, lower academic achievement, and dropping out of school. And yes, it could get worse when one of those students decides that life is no longer worth living and that suicide is the only option. Cyberbullying, just as bad. The percentages of individuals who have experienced cyberbullying at some point in their lifetimes has more than doubled from 18% to 37% from the year 2007 to the present. That is outrageous by anyone's standards. And so, you know, the statistics go on, and people keep asking, well, we need to stop that. We need to get rid of that. We need to put an end to that. That's all well, you know, it's great to say that, but you have to come up with a solution. And from a faith standpoint, I'm going to share a solution with you when we come back after the break in the form of a true story. I'm not going to reveal actual names, but I'm going to share with you in a brief story what we can do as individuals to help decrease bullying and get rid of that plague on our society, in our communities, in our schools, and so forth. So please stay with us. This is such an important topic, and it's why the networks wanted it released early. So stay with us. We're going to take a short break. I'll be right back afterwards, and we'll share that story with you. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
My friend, Tom McQueen, tells me that I am one of his favorite celebrities. Truth be told, Tom McQueen is one of my favorite people. Fame is fleeting. Wisdom is acquired over a lifetime. And the wisdom that Tom McQueen shares with all of us in his books, his articles, and his presentations is priceless. Whenever you have an opportunity to listen to my friend, Tom McQueen, your day will be richly blessed. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back, my friends. This is a true story that will end bullying. And we'll talk about it after our second break, but I want to read the story to you now. One day when I was a freshman in high school, I saw the new kid in my class walking home from school. His name was Kyle. It looked like he was carrying all of his books, and I thought to myself, why would anyone bring home all of his books on Friday? He must really be a nerd. I had quite a weekend planned with parties and a football game, so I shrugged my shoulders and walked on. Just then, a bunch of kids ran towards him, knocking the books out of his arms and tripping him so he landed in the dirt. His glasses went flying, and I saw them land in the grass about 10 feet from him. As he looked up, I saw a terrible sadness in his eyes. My heart went out to him. I jogged over, picked up the glasses, and handed them to him. Those guys are jerks. They should really get lives, I said. He looked at me and said, hey, thanks. There was a big smile on his face. It was one of those smiles that showed real gratitude. I helped him pick up his books and ask him where he lived. As it turned out, he lived near me. As we walked home, I discovered he was a pretty cool kid. I asked him if he would like to play football with me and my friends on Saturday. He said yes. We hung out together all weekend. And the more I got to know Kyle, the more I liked him. My friends liked him too. On Monday morning, I saw Kyle carrying his huge stack of books again. I stopped him and said, dang, boy, you were going to really build some serious muscle carrying this pile of books every day. He laughed and handed me half the books. Over the next 4 years, Kyle and I became the best of friends. By our senior year, Kyle had filled out and looked great. He was one of those guys that really found himself during high school. All the girls loved him, and he always had lots of dates. He had studied hard and was valedictorian of our class. On graduation day, he was set to give a speech. I could see that he was a little nervous, so I smacked him on the back and said, hey, big guy, you'll be great. He looked at me with one of those grateful looks and smiled, thanks. He started the speech by saying, graduation is a time to thank those who helped you make it through those tough years. Your parents, your teachers, your siblings, maybe a coach, but mostly your friends. I am here to tell you that being a friend to someone is the best gift you can give. Then he began to tell the story of the first day we met. I stared at him in disbelief when he told how he had planned to kill himself that weekend. He had cleaned out his locker so his mom wouldn't have to do it later. I heard a gasp go through the crowd as this handsome and popular boy shared about his weakest moment. He looked hard at me, gave me a little smile, and said, thankfully, my friend saved me from doing the unspeakable. His mom and dad looked at me with a grateful nod. Not until that moment did I realize that in one small gesture, I changed a person's life. Now, I never underestimate the power of my actions. I learned that the support of a caring friend can impact someone in ways we may never fully understand and appreciate. My friends, if there's going to be an end put to bullying among young people, there's a way that we can do that, and it's up to us. It's not up to a psychologist or just a pastor or a teacher or just a parent. It's up to every single one of us. And when we come back after our break, I'm going to share with you what that one single thing is that we need to do. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, my friends. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and I hope you enjoyed Kyle's story that we shared in the second segment. We can make a dramatic impact on the effects of bullying in our society today. I don't believe it will ever be eliminated, because there will always be people with deep-seated psychological issues that seek to do nothing more than destroy the lives of others. But I think we can reduce it, and we have to remember our foundation and our history and our worth as children of God, and that we are created in the image and likeness of God. And that is the thought that we need to instill in our grandchildren and in our children, that there is nothing greater, nothing more significant in their lives than to be called a child of God. And no bullying, no amount of harassment can ever damage that. And secondly, you remember the two great commandments, that we need to love God with all of our minds, heart, soul, and strength. But then Jesus told us what that second great commandment was, and that is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And if we can instill that thought in the minds of our children as we raise them, and as they grow and not in their knowledge and in wisdom, then they will be less likely to become bullies, and they will reach out to those who are being bullied. And that certainly is our mission and what we need to be doing as adults, to give our children that chance to make this world a better place as they grow older. I want to share with you a prayer that came from a high school senior as we close our segment on bullying. And I hope you'll take it to heart and share it with your children and grandchildren as well. Dear God, I come to you today as someone who is being bullied. I ask for your strength and courage to get through this difficult time. Help me to remember my worth and that I am loved and valued. Give me the words to speak out and the support I need to stand up for myself. I pray for the bullies as well, that they may come to understand the harm they cause and change their behavior. Please guide me towards a resolution and bring peace to my life. Amen. Let's put an end to bullying. Thank you so much for being here, my friends. God bless you, and we'll see you on the next edition of Wisdom for a Crazy World. Have a great week.